Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Welcome to the show. It's Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
And a lot shaking on the program today. Make sure you do stick around. We have our Yikem to Sue, some crazy stories. You can't make this shit up, quite honestly. coming up next segment, that always important and really awesome heart of the program, Heroes Never Die. But right now, it's time to give some props out there and some serious thanks. There's some important people that we want to give a nod to.
That's right, Mick. Obviously, we continue on with our people pledging their support on patreon.com/beerarmy. That's Patreon, patreon.com/beerarmy. Our super soldiers who pledge their support to the show, which helps offset the production costs and allows us to focus on utilizing the show to promote the mission and the vision statements of Beer Army Foundation, which is fund and award scholarships to aspiring degree-seeking students looking to go to either community college or the state university. So, again, shout-outs to CJ Booker, Jennietta LaBoy, John LaManna, all became gunnery sergeants this past week.
Nice.
And then the big ones, Trevor and Angela Young, they pledge their support as mass sergeants, making them the top dogs right now.
As we awesome.
Know, they are the highest-ranked super soldier members we have, and we really, really... Trevor actually said he spoke to you during Jolly School at the booth and got more information, and he thought it was really cool what we're doing. They've been big supporters of Beer Army. They've gone to the last, I think it was three or four brew burns and Jolly Skulls, and it's always very humbling. I was able to communicate back and forth with Trevor a little bit by email, and it was just really inspiring, very humbling that it's people like awesome. Him, they get it, you know?
Yeah, so. It is. And the more this grows... more awesome it is, because it does. It empowers the foundation to do these things we want to do, to get these kids scholarships. And you can't leave out the work with NC State.
Yeah, well, actually, we just reached out to Dr. John Shepard, let him know that we plan on sending some money his way. Just tell us who to go address it to. So we're really, really excited about that. And, you know, see them continuing doing great things. We also have some other ideas of how we can plug into and continue raising money for that. Of course, we also have our Beer Army Expeditionaries raffle, where if you buy a raffle ticket and you get a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip for you and a friend to the 2015 Great American Beer Festival. I mean, when I say all expenses, we're talking airfare, hotel, and, you know, tickets for all three evening sessions to try. You know, let's see, last year I think it was over 5,000 beers, over 600 breweries. You're not going to be able, even with three evenings of that, you're not going to be able to get around to all of that. But, hey, you can give it the old college try.
You sure can. You know? And I'll tell you, at Jolly School, talking about that, those raffle tickets, just watching people's eyes light up. Yeah. Like, seriously? A trip to GABF? It's like, yeah.
What was crazy is the runner-up prize is the 2016 Save Or, which is up in D.C. And that is basically another beer festival, but it's with food, paired with craft food. And,
oh, nice.
And that's been growing by leaps and bounds. And I actually heard people say, well, shit, I'd rather win that than go to GABF. So, both great prizes. And this being the first year I was doing it, if it goes off really, real, really successful, we've already have big ideas about how we could grow that. And maybe the top prize could be like an all-expense-paid trip to Germany to the real Oktoberfest,
wow.
You know? And
wow.
So that's kind of like where we'd like to go with it. But and then, of course... our next event coming up is the collaboration, that beer release with Double Barley at Double Barley Brewing out in Smithfield, North Carolina.
March 7th.
Yeah, we've been teasing the label out and a little puzzle. So if you go to the Facebook event and go to the Double Barley beer release bash, you can see the little pieces and you can start putting the puzzle together what the label looks like. Not to mention we sent out a preview of the special, you know, limited exclusive, whatever you want to call it, sticker.
Well, yeah, the collaboration between Double Barley and Beer Army Foundation, it's just awesome the way that the graphic designer put that together.
Right, and so we're going to have a limited amount of those, and, you know, need to keep tuned, stay tuned on our Facebook pages to hear how you can get your sticker and, you know, what you got to do. It's got to be nothing crazy. You just got to be...
I don't want to give too much away, but if I'm not mistaken, the style of beer has been announced, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's an American, Imperial American Red Ale.
Mm.
So, clocking in at 10.4%. So, you know, I know Larry being Mr. Wizard there with the brew kettle, I'm sure it's going to be deliciosos.
I can't
deliciosos? Wait. Deliciosos? I don't know.
Delicioso.
Delicioso. Yes.
But wait a minute, wait a minute. In a previous podcast, you were talking about having to work with your daughter on her Spanish.
That's why she's got a Spanish tutor.
How well did that go?
No, that's why she has a Spanish tutor. It isn't moi. So, but speaking of delicious beers, this is what we're imbibing on right now, sampling, is Wicked Weed, Black Angel, which is a sour cherry beer. And Wicked Weed Brewing out of Asheville, North Carolina. You can find them at wickedweedbrewing.com. And this bad boy's clocking in at 7.2%. And I don't know about you, Mick, but I like it.
Oh, this is amazing.
I like it a lot.
What I love about it is you started pouring this, and I was like, are we drinking a porter? This thing, it is, but it is every bit of delicious. Black sour ale aged on tart cherries and bourbon barrels.
So this is one of their flagship sours, and it, like we said, it's a sour black ale. Like you just said, it's brewed with over 1 pound of sweet and tart cherries per barrel. It also has some Italian plums in it. It's aged with souring bacteria in bourbon barrels and then blended. There's a little bit of a cherry pie flavor, and you know, you get this vanilla from the barrels and maybe almost like this graham cracker notes from the oak, and then the roasted malt that's blended with the tart sweetness of the fruit. And you know, it's, if you look at the edges, it looks like a dark brown. It's a black ale, but it almost kind of has like a brown color to it. And it has, you know, tan head that with some lace that quickly died off. I think a lot of that has to do with the sourness and stuff. But you can definitely pick up the smell of the fruit and the vanilla, some bourbon. You definitely get the sour, dark malt notes. You definitely get some of that dark fruit. And then the flavor is similar, but with the sourness and the fruit and the bourbon from the barrels. And I would call the body medium. And same thing with the mouthfeel. Mouthfeel is pretty nice for a sour beer.
Oh, it's so smooth. Initially, it's really smooth. And then on that finish, that's when that tartness comes into play. And it's got a sweet finish on the back end of that. It's delicious.
What I like about it is, it's not all lambics, but it's got very active carbonation. Not carbonation that you see, but when you taste it on your palate, the bubbles are tighter and finer, and it just kind of explodes off the palate. And it just helps release some of that tartness from the fruit, I think. And so I really like the carbonation with this beer. Overall, I think it's a pretty good. I think a lot of people, you know, when they think sour, they're like, I don't want to drink a sour beer. But I would think this is a pretty good, not that there's I don't know if there's necessarily a gateway sour beer, but I think this is a pretty good introduction to sours if you've never had a sour beer before.
Well, for me, sours, for me, I'm still getting into them. I like them. Mm-hmm. But some of them can have such an overwhelming presence. It initially can seem off-putting. But I think for me, my journey into sours started with like the framboise. Mm-hmm. And then a peach lambic, a little more sweet than sour.
Sure.
And then working from there into these, which you've shared with me other sours as well that are just absolutely amazing. But some can be a little overbearing initially.
Yeah, Wicked Weed there's two brothers involved, but the one that we got to hang with a little bit, he got to share his barrel program, and it was House Mouse Scott and I, and you know, he's literally pulling out nails out of barrels and we're sampling right off, and it was pretty awesome. And shout out to Walt for taking the time, because I know he's uber busy, and to allow us that behind the scenes access and be able to ask questions and check out what they're doing. But he also gave us their Serenity, which is a wild ale. I almost brought that instead for the show, but I really think this is I don't know if there's such a thing as a gateway sour beer, but I really like this beer and I think people should check it out. And so that's the reason I wanted to feature it over the Serenity. Not that Serenity was any slouch by any stretch of the imagination. It's just that Wild Ale is a little bit different than Sour Ale. So
I'm glad you brought this in. Yeah, it's really good.
But the whole concept was formed by Walt and Luke Dickinson. Walt was like a lot of guys, home brewing in college, and what he considered a fairly terrible beer by his own admission. He got his brother turned on to it when he bought him a home brew kit when Luke turned 21. And then Luke really took off with it and met a girl who happened to live in Delaware. He moved there and ended up getting a job at Dogfish Head, and Luke actually brewed his first all-grain batch with no other than Sam Calgioni himself. So simultaneously, Walt really improved his brewing chops. And then in 2009, when they were sitting in a craft beer bar, they talked about their dream of opening their own brewery. And then fast forward to 2011, they teamed up with their lifelong friend, Ryan Guthrie, and his parents, Rick and Denise. And they, you know, that's how they basically all got together and formed Team Wicked Weed. And they they launched their brewery. Their namesake pays tribute to when King Henry VIII in the 1500s declared hops a wicked and pernicious weed and destined to ruin beer, and they ran with that for inspiration. So,
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. And they opened the brew...
wicked and pernicious weed.
Yeah, yeah. They opened the brew pub in late December 2012, and I say brew pub tongue-in-cheeks because it's really a packaged brewery downstairs and a restaurant upstairs, even though the system is a 15-barrel specific mechanical brew house, which is like a lot of brew pubs might have that, but it really is. Even though it's housed in the same location and the same building, I really look at it, and you're starting to see more breweries do that where when they open up, they already are thinking of package operations, whereas some restaurants, you know, they do a brew pub. There was really no, you know, aspirations to do package brewing, and it really is a traditionally a brew pub. And then maybe later on, they're like, oh, let's start bottling some of this or kegging some of it for, you know, offsite consumption or offsite sales. But they went in with it knowing that they're going to do package brewing. So that's the reason why I really say brew pub tongue in cheek, because it's really a restaurant with a brewery, if you ask me.
Okay, cool.
So then they also have one. When we took the tour, one of the cool things that they had is they had an open fermenter, and then they had this mirror tilted, so you could see the active fermentation, and that's very very common amongst like wild ales, because you're using Brettanomyces and, you know, wild yeast and just what's naturally available and sours and stuff like that, and so you can see the active fermentation taking place, which, you know, if people are not familiar with it, there's this thing called Krausen, which is off the top, and it's this big foamy.
Right.
You know, you know, it's like, whoa, what the hell is that?
What's that aroma like? Are you able to?
Oh, it's you know, it just fills the brew with this breadiness, and well, like with a sour beer, you get a little bit of sourness in the air of it, but it's almost like a bakery is the best way I can describe it. And as that, you know, as it's active fermenting, it's blowing that CO2 off, and of course, that's waffling into the space, and I just love that smell. And I would say that Walt and Luke seem really cool and laid back guys, but They have this very rebellious attitude when it comes to their beers, and I think it shows in what they choose to do. They're not doing pale ales. I mean, you know, they're not doing just regular stuff. They're doing really off the wall stuff, and I think that's really awesome. And then the restaurant too. I just want to give a shout out to the restaurant because it's not bullshit either. There, I mean, there's no BS. The food is really a gastro pub. This isn't like even their sliders. It was like, holy crap. You know, like redefining what a hamburger could be. You know, and it was really, really awesome. And the nice thing is the prices are reasonable. And then, of course, so they opened up the, end of 2012, end of December, whatever, 2012, when they opened up the brewery. Well, in the spring of last year, 2014, they acquired a space that they called for their barrel aging program. And the core focus being two things. They've got the Wicked from the Wood, which is their beers, which is simply a barrel aging program, but there's nothing simple about it. And then, of course, their Hour from the Funkatorium, which is their Belgian Lambic Sour Ales program, which is kind of like what we're drinking right now. And then in the October of this year, they opened it to the public. So there's like a no-kidding tap room inside what they call the Funkatorium, the Wicked Weed Funkatorium. And Scott and I were able to hang out there for the evening. They got these two huge barrel heads behind the bar. I mean, huge, dude, like 10-foot barrel heads where they got the taps coming through. And they use the wooden stoves from the older barrels they use as like flight holders and stuff. And just a really cool vibe. They had a bluegrass band playing. And I was like, holy crap. That was that Instagram tag I had where I said, I think I died and gone to heaven. Because
yeah,
just
I remember
like,
that.
It was awesome. And so you can
and it's
have,
open now, though, right?
Yeah, it's open now. You know, and the thing is, they opened that in October 2004, just days after winning a gold medal at JBF for their honey beer. So, I mean, that what I'm trying to throw out there is these guys know beer. And when you're talking about sours and wild ales and stuff to win medals, I mean, holy crap, man. I think that's and GABF medals to boot, just awesome.
Are the judges at GABF with sours, are they a little more, how do I put it, picky?
I just think that because of that, those styles, they're not as easily defined. You know, the parameters, like when you're judging a pale ale, it's pretty simple for a judge, knows what a pale ale,
right.
There's certain characteristics it needs to fall under. The problem with sours and wild ales and barrel age is that you have to tell them what the base beer is. And so that kind of lends into part of the judging, like, okay, well, if it was a base as a porter, but then it was, you know, soured on cherry, you know, it just really is kind of like the wild, wild west. And
wow.
So for a judge, it's almost like a best of show or most popular on its own right, you know, like a blind tasting type, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes it extra hard, you know, harder than maybe a straight up style.
Well,
so.
It's a delicious beer.
Yeah, it's
if
awesome.
You are out in Asheville, North Carolina, that's where you'll find Wicked Weed. And if you're in that area, or they're distributed outside of North Carolina, right?
No, just North Carolina, self-distributed only. So I know us out here in eastern North Carolina, like luckily Thirsty Brewing in New Bern, you know, Alan's gone up there
and
get
it.
Yeah, exactly. I know in Wilmington, there's like two locations in Wilmington that offers it. And then really you can get your hands on in Raleigh, definitely Charlotte, stuff like that. But they're self-distributing. They don't have any plans to go with a distributor anytime soon, which I think is a smart play on their part.
Well, if you are interested in what here, you can hit them up. I'm sure that you can Google them and get more information.
There's Beer Traders online. I'm sure if you're out of state, you can get your hands on. If you really want, you might pay through the nose, but
well, it's worth it. It's good beer. This is delicious. Don't forget that is Wicked Weed. And stick around. We have our Heroes Never Die. Dustin, give us a tease.
Yeah, how about a 7-year-old grandma pulls a disabled man from burning van?
Wow. We're going to get into the details of this. Big salute to her. So stick around for that. And don't forget, we have more coming on the program in addition to this. This is Beer Army Engaged.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org.
Hey, Dustin, where do I get a Family Guy t-shirt?
Is that Cleveland or is that Mick?
Oh, it's Mick. I just sound like Cleveland.
Go over to TVMovieDepot.com and get clothing from all your favorite TV shows and movies.
Don't forget, it's the promo code BEERARMY. That'll get you 20% off.
That's TVMovieDepot.com.
On the battlefield of beer, an informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to BEERARMY.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org.
Beer Army Engaged.
Dustin, what are you laughing for over there, buddy? Oh, that's right. That's right. You're still having fun with Wicked Weed and their Funkatorium.
Yeah, no, I was like, I think, me being a big Metallica, you know, a freaking former headbanger in my past life as a young, I was just like, we should do like a Sanitarium freaking satire little song, like Funkatorium. You know, I'm sure Walt and Luke would appreciate that. You know,
well, we can try. I gotta hash out the details on that.
There you go.
We need some quality lyrics. We can't just say Funkatorium, or maybe we can. I don't know.
Just loop it back over and over.
Good. You can make it a ringtone for them whenever somebody calls. Or they answer the phone that way. So we have something awesome to share here. This is the time where we look at life and how it happens in a moment, and you never know what will happen, and you never know who's going to step in the gap.
Victory! This week we're going to give a shout out to a 70-year-old grandmother, and just give a listen.
Okay.
There was a bunch of commotion going on.
Mikey Lee was coming out of the Mooresville Target.
Probably 20 to 30 feet high.
Flames shooting from a van in the parking lot. Rosemary Correa was working at customer service when she noticed people standing in a crowd outside.
And the driver's door opened, and folks started yelling that there was somebody in the van and that he was stuck in the car.
The man, disabled, uses a wheelchair, was trapped. This 70-year-old grandmother of five,
all I knew is that I needed to get him out of the van,
was the only one who jumped into action.
I grabbed him and I started pulling him out, and his jacket caught on fire. So then his sleeve was on fire and the whole back of his jacket.
It's a good thing that she got him out. If she wouldn't have got him out, he wouldn't have made it.
The man was burned badly enough he had to be flown by helicopter to a burn center in Wake Forest. Incredibly, Rosemary wasn't hurt.
I mean, I'm not a young person and I have a lot of arthritis, and yet I didn't even come away with a burn or a hurt or anything. So it was definitely divine intervention.
Mikey Lee thinks it was something else.
Now, she's the one that actually had enough courage to go and get him. She did an awesome job. She is a hero.
Wow.
Who
did that report?
That was USA Today did it, but it was out Mooresville, you know, North Carolina, just, you know, which is, for those that don't know, is a suburb of Charlotte, basically. And so I thought it was really cool to get something local to us anyways. And
that's awesome. She doesn't sound 70 years old.
No, she doesn't. And she looks like a little feisty when you watch the video. It looks like... Let me put it this way. I think she has no issue taking the switch to her grandchildren.
There you go. Yeah. You get pulled by the earlobe.
That's right.
Get your mouth washed out with soap or something.
That's right. That's right.
Now that's awesome. She sounds spry, man.
Well, you know what's crazy?
She didn't get a hurt or burned.
That's right.
Get a hurt.
Right. You don't have that. No, I think it kind of sums up what we've always talked about this segment, that You don't know what you're willing to do
exactly.
until that moment comes. And she comes out, and there's other people standing around. Anybody else could have stepped out, and then they're saying the door opens, and they realize, hey, there's somebody in there. Well, why didn't somebody else go do it? You know, instead, I'm sure not everybody was older than her standing around. And I think it just goes to show that if you're put in the same situation twice, you don't know how you're going to react. You just don't.
No, you don't.
It just kind of, you just get kind of tapped on the shoulder and, hey, you're it.
Well,
you know?
They said she was working customer service. So she worked there?
Yeah, at a Target. This was on the side of a Target parking lot out in Mooresville.
Wow.
So
she's working inside.
Right.
Here's this commotion. Goes outside. Right. A lot of people are standing around going, oh my God, a guy's on fire. And then somebody else goes, oh my God, somebody's in there. And a 70-year-old grandmother's the one that's like, well, let's get him out.
Yeah, well, she said that she saw the car was on fire and she knew that she had to take action. No one else felt it was safe to even come within feet of the car. And then, nobody else thought it was safe. Well, if you look at the video, it was. I mean, there's flames coming out. And, you know, this isn't like, oh, you see some smoke. Oh, let me run over there. This is, obviously the gentleman had to be, evac'd out because he did have burns. And as she said, she was pulling him out. His arm caught on fire because he was wearing a jacket. So how she didn't receive any burns. Just, you know, I've been around fires, the battlefield or whatever, where you can't even get 20 feet without you feel like your eyeballs are going to melt, you know? Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine if you got flames and you're pulling somebody out and his arm is on fire, that means you're, 2 feet away? I mean, tops, and the reason why he was having an issue getting out because he was a wheelchair. He was in a handicap spot. So, you know, he had a van. And so I'm assuming that it must have been one of those ramp type jobs,
right.
You know, with the whole wheelchair or something like that. They come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, they do. 70-year-old grandmothers being heroes.
You know, we have featured animals on this show, kids on this show, you know, women, men,
You never know who's going to step in the gap.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of it.
That's the reason why I love it so much.
I'll be honest with you, man. Fire scares the hell out of me. I've been burned bad before, and yeah, I hate it. I hate the smell. I hate the smell of burnt flesh. It's one of those things that just makes my system churn.
There's a couple of like burnt hair and flesh.
Hair smells similar to flesh.
It is a very distinct, along with if you mix it up with like plastic and then like diesel, that is the battlefield for me. That's what always, like when I get a whiff of any of that, it instantly takes me back that to any one of those segments,
that
I was in country.
Pit in your stomach.
Yeah, you're just like, just transport you back.
Yeah.
You know, like a song or... sometimes if you hear something, you're like, holy crap, I haven't heard that since whenever. It's the same thing. It's just amazing how a smell just, and not to sound like crazy gruesome or whatever, but there's also like a taste.
Yeah.
When you have that smell, there's almost like this taste too.
I don't want to get too graphic, but blood, if there's a lot of blood, you can, you smell it, but it has a taste.
Taste
it's
the
in
iron,
the air.
This metallic iron-like just, taste. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Ah.
So.
But Rosemary Correa, right?
Yeah, Rosemary Correa. You are our hero.
Absolutely
for this
kicking
week, and,
ass as a grandma.
You know, really appreciate you stepping up and not letting I didn't get the name of the almost victim, I guess.
Yeah.
The person she rescued, they never really said, except for that it was a gentleman. So glad to hopefully he's doing well. And
I hope so.
Appreciate for her just again. It's inspiring. It's just inspiring because God help you if you're ever in that situation, and then it's like, well, there was a 70-year-old grandma that did it.
I want that attitude when I'm 70. That's what I want. It's an inspiration right there, just all around.
Yeah, no,
that's an awesome one. Thanks for sharing that, man.
Yeah.
And don't forget here, you can hit us up online, beerarmy.org. There's a bunch of goodies. You can link to all the stuff we're talking about on the program today. You can find it all there. And you can peruse a lot of cool stuff. Like we talked earlier with Patreon and our super soldiers and our new ones. Look, there's a good incentive, not just for being a part of the foundation and helping us do great things, but there's some awesome stuff in it for you as well.
You can also go to link to our online store from beerarmy.org and just click on store. We've been adding new swag up there.
Yeah.
We're bringing back for Jolly Skull, we had the 50 cal bottle openers and these new 7.62s, and those will be hitting the online store here probably in the next week or two.
Nice.
We also have some new female shirts that just finally hit the up there, and we're working on a trucker hat. We've had a lot of people busting our chops about getting a new trucker hat up, so we're working on that too. As well as our sponsors like SuperheroDen.com or WearYourBeer.com.
TVMovieDepot.com.
Yeah, and if you use promo code BEERARMY, you'll get 20% off your order. So
there's some cool shirts up there, really.
Yeah, it really is. And so please patronize them, because without their support, again, it'd be really hard. I don't know about you, Mick, but every single time I reach into my pockets, I have lint.
And, it's usually all I find.
And you know, with the kids, I have school age children. It's like, oh, I need $10 to do this. I need $5 to do that. And I'm like, how about me, man? I need
You need to bring them a field trip slip.
Look, the bottom line
is, I'm tapping into your allowance because I got to go on this field trip.
The bottom line is, I want to hang out with you and with House Mouse Scott House Mouse Scott on Friday nights, man, because it sounds like you guys went on a hell bender, you know, independently, obviously, of each other. But I'm like, and there I am Friday nights sitting at home watching reruns of Magnum P.I. You know, it's like, I want to be cool like you guys, you know? I wish I was rolling in the Benjis, man, you know?
No, I'm not rolling in the Benjis. No. You just drink stronger beers. It doesn't take as many. Oh, wow.
But I'm glad to see that you're safe, and I'm glad to hear House Mouse Scott safe.
You got to be responsible. You got to be responsible with all of your choices. That's the whole point, right? All right. Thanks for calling me out. I really appreciate it.
Hey, I want to make sure people, when they see you, they can say, hey, dude, so what happened? I want to put you on the spot.
Yeah. I had something I was going to say, and you totally made me lose my train of thought.
That's good.
You son of a bitch.
It's successful.
Stick around. We've got a lot to get to here with our Yikim to Sue. Some weird stories from all over. We're going to look at a girl marrying her father, when meteorology goes haywire, how you know you're an alpha male, and an interesting, totally weird, but yet has inspired me, a project from Jeff Bridges.
Oh.
It's weird.
Yeah?
It's just weird. Yeah, the Big Lebowski.
I like him. Yeah. I can't wait.
Stick around. It's all coming up here on Beer Army Engaged.
Hey, mothers. Lock up your daughters.
It's Mick Dagger and the General.
Why hasn't a hipster invented skinny overalls?
Are you kidding me? Just stick your head under the water and breathe.
Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Are you a superhero that's afraid to come out of the closet?
Don't worry, SuperheroDen.com has you covered.
Just put in promo code BEERARMY to get 20% off your order today.
That way you can be a superhero. So get yourself a t-shirt. That's promo code BEERARMY.
So do it now. That's SuperheroDen.com.
Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at BEERARMY.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to BEERARMY.org. Do it. By the way, Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Hey, don't forget, if you are catching us on iTunes or Stitcher, make sure that you rate and review us. That's it's an awesome resource. Not only let us know what you think of it, but as well, the more people that do that, the more Beer Army Engaged gets out there and gets shared online when people do their searches in iTunes and Stitcher for podcasts to listen to. So if you would, please just hit it up and do a rate and review. And that beep means there's some crazy stuff to share here. Right?
Computer's going crazy.
Well, it's reminding me. It's like, hey, you got some stuff to get to here. Some shit you can't make up.
No, I definitely want to echo your sentiments, though, that guerrilla marketing has always been the grassroots market. It's always been a key of Beer Army. And so, yes, please rate us. Tell us what you think. Even if you say we suck, we want to know. I mean, if we suck, we want to know, you know?
We have broad shoulders.
But I'll just tell you, if we suck, it's because of Mick, so.
Throw it on me. I do have broader shoulders than you, that's right.
No, but you're right.
I can't carry that much weight.
No, you're right, though, Mick. I mean, there is things in this world that you just cannot make up.
So let's yick him to Sue.
So, I don't know about you, Mick, but the weather, it seems like classic news, you know, main station news, not cable TV or cable news, right, but the regular.
What you come to expect when you're watching.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm sure you've seen some crazy things over the years. I've seen weather people get tongue twisted, and I've seen lots of crazy stuff, but I've never seen this.
We'll bring you on into the temps, and we're all doing okay. Wow, 750 degrees in Gila Bend right now. And 1,270 in Ahwatukee. Now, I'm not authorized to evacuate Ahwatukee, but this temperature seems pretty high.
K
Cave Creek is really
Yeah, Cave Creek, Fountain Hills, they don't look good either. And frankly, Wickenburg is a total loss. You might as well just get out of anywhere along this 60 here. It's very warm. Surprise is starting to heat up as well at 1,300 degrees. So, again, the safe spots seem to be Chandler and Mesa. Scottsdale is doing okay so far. But, you know, you're sort of surrounded by some pretty intense heat. So, you know, again, I'm not your dad, but I would get out while you still can. I think steel boils at about this temperature, so Cave Creek, there's probably nothing left up there right now. So don't even bother looting up there. It's not going to be worth it.
What? So, somebody got fired. What the heck happened?
So the Fox News affiliate down in Phoenix, Channel 10, freaking, they had basically Corey McCloskey. He is the weatherman. And, you know, everything is automated nowadays. Everything's so computerized.
Right.
Well, his freaking weather screen went a little nuts and was reporting like Cave Creek at 2,960 degrees.
Right.
And so you could tell that at first he's a little taken back, like, but they're live, you know, there's no
so
dump button.
With it.
So he just rolled with it and had a little fun with it. And, you know, he just said, you know, technology doesn't always cooperate, but luckily he knew how to handle the heat, pun intended. So
the funniest thing is, have you been to Phoenix?
I have. I flew into Phoenix, but we were out in your neck of the woods, that Fort Huachuca, and I stayed in Tombstone or whatever.
That's 3 hours. That's over 3 hours.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, I flew into Phoenix, so I don't know if that counts or whatever, but yeah, I've never like stayed there for any, you know, extended period of times, but it was hot in Tombstone.
It's hot. Phoenix is a concrete jungle. And I've been through Gila Bend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that place is like, it's weird. It's like something out of a David Lynch movie.
What's nuts, though, is that within, this happened on the 28th, so just a couple of days ago, but within like hours, this thing had over a million views on YouTube, and it's like over 3 million views now. And there, we'll also post a little Q&A with him that they talk about, like, what do you do, and, you know, what he was thinking and stuff like that. And it's a little long, but I thought it was insightful because he seemed to be very, be jovial about it.
He's quick on his toes.
He is.
It's nuts. Oh, I want to dive into something really weird here. Something that inspired me, Dustin.
Okay.
Jeff Bridges, the Big Lebowski. You know Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Tron, baby.
Yeah, he was in Tron. He's been in a lot of movies.
Big Lebowski, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The dude.
Just an awesome dude. But it's weird. His latest project.
Okay.
It's a concept album called Sleeping Tapes.
A concept album?
Yeah, it's meant for listening as you go to sleep.
Okay.
Do you want to hear this?
So it's like lullabies?
I wish they were lullabies.
Okay.
You mentioned Jeff Bridges reading lullabies?
I want to hear this, though.
Instead, it's stuff like this.
So you can sleep, so you can dream, so you can wake.
Isn't that just weird?
Yeah, when you say concept album, so I guess I'm trying to wrap my heads around here. Like, you know, who's the guy that's hanging his hat that says, I'm the executive producer of this?
I have no idea. All I know is it just gets weird. That track I just played was called Sleep Dream Wake Up.
Is this a concept? Was this a collaboration between him and Gary Busey by any chance?
Oh, that would be an awesome collaboration, but I don't think so, no. Here's a track called Hum. You ready?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Oh, no. I don't think it's weird at all.
It's Jeff Bridges.
Somebody put too much peyote in his coffee.
But it is.
Hey, I got this great idea for a concept album.
That's just creepy weird. Creepy.
Oh.
But seriously, no, it's Sleeping Tapes and Jeff Bridges. And it's one of these things where 100% of the retail price from each album sold goes directly to No Kid Hungry.
Well, that's good.
An awesome foundation.
Unfortunately, I just don't see this going platinum, so I don't know how much money No Kid Left Hungry is actually going to get.
Well, maybe we should team up with Jeff Bridges. Maybe we should put together our own sleep album and call it Beer Tapes or something.
Beer Tapes.
Yeah, why not?
Combination. Fermentation. A frothy head of beer. Drink, my friends. Drink it in. Pop the top. Pop it. Pour it. Love it. Drink it. Drink.
What do you say?
It's definitely platinum status written all over it. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I apologize.
Wow.
Oh, but yeah, check it out. It's Sleeping Tapes from Jeff Bridges. And then, if you want to hit it up, the link to his website for this album will be, you know, available to you.
I really didn't think I could outdo that. I think this might challenge it in our next story here.
All right.
I got to tell you, that's a pretty good one. You're really bringing the heat on that one.
Well, I was getting into the Beer Tapes. Getting into that track.
So I got one for you as far as a woman who plans to marry. Okay. Not a big deal.
All right. Yeah. Every girl's dream to get married.
Exactly. But she plans, you know, to marry her father after 2 years of dating.
Whoa, wait.
Yeah, so...
Well, no.
Yeah, so a week ago...
Please tell me... There's no way this is ever justified, but was she without this father for her youth growing up?
I don't know, but Fox News reported it last week, and a teenager has revealed in an interview that she plans to marry her father and have children after 2 years of dating. The unnamed, thank God, 18-year-old revealed in an interview with New York Magazine... Her romantic relationship of almost 2 years with her biological father after being estranged from him for 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah. In the interview, the girl also said the two also plan on having children.
Do they not understand the medical problems that are associated with incest?
I guess not, but she reached out to her father reached out to her on Facebook when she was in high school.
I'm sure he reached out.
And then soon after, she went to stay with him for a week. And then after the week together, the 18-year-old said they had sex and started dating.
Oh.
And she says, get this shit, dude. I cannot make this up. Quote, everyone on my mom's side of the family sees us as father and daughter, she told the magazine. Those who know that he's my dad and that we're engaged include my father's parents. They can see we're happy together and they can't wait for us to have babies.
What? No.
I shit you not, dude.
No, they're projecting what they want people to think onto those people because there's no way, if they're normal human beings, that they would be like, oh, look at this, so in love. My son and my granddaughter, why aren't you going to produce, you know, mutant spawn?
But it gets a little bit better. After the wedding, they're going to move. I kid you not.
We're going to live in a bungalow in Belize and practice our incestual ways.
We're going to move to Jersey because in Jersey, adult incest is legal. What?
Well, way to go, Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, way to go, Jersey. But hey, you know what? I mean, I guess, but then I kind of said to myself, well, I don't have an issue with the whole same-sex marriage thing. Like, you know, to me, I feel like what two people do. But this one really bothers me.
It should.
You know, I don't know.
Good Lord. It's bad when you have to plan your life on where illegal things are legal.
The thing is who's going to give her away at the wedding?
Good question.
I don't know. Pinch hit. You know, somebody's going to come in there and swing away. I don't know. Does he walk her down and then jump over? Or I'm not sure.
You know, that's exactly what happened. He'll walk her down the aisle. You know, I'm so happy I'm giving you to a great man.
Yeah, kisses her as the
father. I've known him for years.
And then jumps over.
You've made a great choice. Switch roles. What's going to happen? This is horrible.
He's a switch hitter.
Well, Jersey, just be ready of what you're having coming your way. That's just disturbing.
I saw it. I said, there's no way that this can be right. I mean, there's like no way this could be right, but it's happening, man.
You sure that didn't come out of the state of Florida?
I knew you were going to say that. No, I think, no. Nope.
Man, I'm just creepy. I feel like I gotta take a shower now.
I know. I'm just like.
And I just took a shower.
Be honest with you, I was almost like, I don't even know if I want to share that, but I was like, well, but it fits the Yikum to Sue segment.
Oh, no, you can't make that up.
No,
What father in his right mind would want to marry his kid and then go to like family dinners and be like, I'm in love with it.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have. I'm so glad you're happy. Bring me grandbabies with four eyeballs.
Can't wait to have children.
Ugh. Ugh. Good God. Should have brought more beer. Oh, don't forget, speaking of which, the beer featured on today's episode, Wicked Weeds Black Angel, absolutely delicious black sour ale aged on tart cherries and bourbon barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely delicious. And every episode, there's an awesome beer featured. And don't forget, beerarmy.org is where you can connect with us in all ways possible. We can't encourage you enough to come into the fold and become a super soldier. Just hit up the Patreon link there at beerarmy.org. Any final thoughts, amigo? Are you still thinking of your Spanish?
I'm going to contact... Well, no, I can't contact the Beer Army girl because she doesn't know any Spanish.
Well, let's just remember, delicioso.
Delicioso.
Yeah, cerveza.
Cerveza.
Hasta luego.
Got it. Rounds out.
Beer Army Radio.
Hold on, I gotta look up Rounds Out in Spanish now. Hold on. Translator. Redondia.
Well done, my friend.